And so to Bolting Glass, as we remember, 1977. I was talking about youth activities in the previous reflection at Rathvilly, and one of the similar activities I remember connected with Bolting Glass was an occasion in Holy Week when, with a group of younger people from the parish, we climbed to the cross at the top of the hill overlooking Bolting Glass. And Bolting Glass, with its hills and rivers, is spectacularly situated. And no wonder, and of course it gives us a great sense of the continuity of worship, no wonder the Cistercians in the 12th century, even before the Norman Conquest, chose Bolting Glass as a site for an abbey. They chose their sites well, and often one's mind travels in those splendid ruins to the medieval heyday of the Cistercian order, when apparently nearly 100 members of the order would have been the dominant community figures in Bolting Glass, both in terms of spirituality and economic life. Back to a different kind of economic life in 1977. All my recent reflections of recent years have been rather serious, so this one is rather lighter. Or is it? You can think about that when you hear its content. We didn't know about the term globalisation then, but in May of 77, the first McDonald's restaurant in Ireland opened in Grafton Street. Never had there been such a thing before. When I arrived in Trinity as a student some months afterwards, in 1978, there was still a real aura of novelty and even strangeness surrounding McDonald's, and I remember genuine persuasion even to go in and try it. For me, the trusty buns of Bewley's just up the street had still not been cast from their pedestal, or indeed their tiered plate. I rather love McDonald's now. I rather doubt there's any branch in this diocese I haven't been in. But I recognise the issues it raises in its globalised way. Healthy eating, waste disposal, throwaway culture, the level of sustainability of beef production. The fact is that the McDonald's culture pervades our lives, just as the mobile phone culture was later to do. McDonaldization can be the enemy of regional culture, of local cuisine, of distinctive shop fronts in cities which used to look regionally different. McDonald's shows us the immense financial power of great global corporations, which yet are careful to display their measured social concern in the places that have embraced them. Witness their commitment to the provision of parent accommodation at Crumlin Hospital, the so-called Ronald McDonald House. On my travels, it's just like the liturgy. I found comfort in the predictability and familiarity of the McDonald's menu. But beware, the McDonald's logo apparently has a greater global recognition than the Christian cross. I sometimes bring confirmation candidates preparing for their big day when we're not climbing mountains to a local McDonald's, and I remind them that the familiarity of the arch's logo over and against the cross is a challenge to all confirmation candidates to, as it were, reverse that story and give the cross its supreme place.